And the blue of the night, and the kingdom with the gold of the day. Someone wait for me. Music Hall after an extended itinerary of bond rallies, hospital shows, exhibition golf matches, and freestyle autographing. With Bing this Thursday, of course, is John Shep Trotter, his orchestra, of course, Jimmy Baird, Jerry Beard, and Bing's distinguished visitors, the brilliant dramatic lyric soprano, Miss Florence Albers, and the nimble-fingered pianist, Carmen Caballero.
We are really loaded with help.
Oh,
Kenny?
You never were one to turn down a leg up.
Not me.
By the way, you see, you're late. You know, you were supposed to be back last week.
Well, I stopped up for after the tour. I stopped for a few days in Nevada to look at my cows.
Yeah.
I had a stomach trouble. My stomach started kicking up. I thought I'd better start.
Did you,
I took riboflavin.
Makes good bait, too.
Good bait, what do you mean?
Is it true that the proceeds from your golf matches are
doing well?
All right, you drop it there. Is it true that the proceeds from your golf matches are being used to build pitch and putt courses for the men at the hospital?
That's the plan, Kenneth. Furthermore, Hope and I even tried to use the pitch and putt courses to give the men a few pointers on how to make a putt.
Are the boys interested?
Definitely, Kenny. When some girls showed up, they gave Hope some pointers.
On what?
How to make a pitch.
Yes, I hear you had quite a hassle in South Bend.
Indeed. Old Hook really did pretty well in South Bend.
Why?
Well, it seemed that Hope in South Bend, Chicago wasn't the only city with a big loop. But enough yak, pal. Let's deploy into something. Do you hear that whistle down the line? After the little things in number 49. The only one that's gonna sound that way on the African season and Santa Fe. See the smoke rising round the bend. I reckon that you know she's gonna meet a friend. Folks around these parts get the time of day from the African season and the Santa Fe. And they all want lift down to Brown's Hotel. There's lots of room to travel and put quite a spell. All the way from Philadelphia, the Action Pizza and the Santa Fe.
Handsome does. Beauty is only skin deep, and a salad has to be more than just beautiful. Now, the secret of success for any salad is in the dressing. So for all the salads you make, fresh fruit or vegetable, fancy gelatin molds or main dish combinations, be sure the dressing is Miracle Whip. Yes, everyone loves the delicious, different flavor of Miracle Whip. For this unique type of dressing, combining the qualities of old-fashioned boiled dressing and fine mayonnaise, has an irresistible, tangy flavor. Not too sharp, not too bland, but just right. A flavor that's made it the most popular salad dressing ever created. Then, too, because of a special craft beater, Miracle Whip salad dressing is velvety smooth. Nothing else like it. The one and only Miracle Whip.
Well, one day as I was walking down a lonesome road, and he took hope unto me, and he filled my heart with joy. One day as I was walking down a lonesome road, I thank God I made it there. Hallelujah, thank I made it there.
Popular piano prestidigitators operating currently. The elegant and the expert Carmen Cavalera. I'm still a thing of changing John C.C., but I'm told that you're sexing the present few shows with your modern piano rendition.
Why, thanks, sir. Hey, why don't you come out to shows and run it for me?
I haven't got those kind of muscles. However, I'm a big man at Barney's Beanery, that's why I'm perfect for that.
You mean you don't remember?
Too much dance for so much me. Come to rum, as I'm strictly a listener, Carmen, like a song like in Acapulco, which you did in the picture of Diamond Horseshoe.
Thank you a lot. We turn now to the lush and mellow resonances of Eugenie Baird, which new song Jean comes around every year.
Jean comes around every year.
California lately, June will be around sometime toward the end of July. July is the month that replaces two throngs clamoring, fighting to get in to see the cinema of the great John L., for which a couple of friends of mine wrote a song called A Friend of Yours, a grand thing. Welcome you back, Florence.
It certainly is nice to see you again, dear.
Likewise, and so, you know, it comes as a happy thought that since you were in the hall when I left 4 weeks ago, and since I found you here on my return, you're looking as steady?
Well, as steady as you are.
That silence is really a happy silence, too. I can use it to good advantage, Florence Albert, since he's going to see here. Boy, look up that thing. Why should I do anything? From Cavalier, where that's the camera. I thought it was Dada.
Oh,
I'll take just a moment at this point to remind everyone that the Seventh War alone is a long way to go to meet its quota for E-Bond. Those E-Bond friends are the little ones we buy. We all enjoy the liberty that's being held for us, not by men who lent a few easy dollars, but by men who have given many precious hours of their time. Men who seen things eyes would rather not see, suffered and died so that this land can remain as it is and as we want it to be. They didn't say they'd done enough on Okinawa, they went on and they did more. What they did with guns, high explosives, perseverance, sweat and blood we surely could back up with a few dollars from our not too difficult job. Remember that, friends, no matter what you've done so far in the way of buying war bonds, do more. We, the many, owe at the very least that much to the men, the few men who will view the victory parade from the hallowed ground on the foreign soil. Good night. You belong to my heart now and forever, and I love that it starts not long ago. We're a gathering star while a million guitars played our love song. When I said I love you, every beat of my heart said it too. It was a moment like this. Do you remember? And your eyes through a kiss, when they met mine. Now we own all the stars. In the meantime, I still play. Darling, you're the song, and you always belong to my heart. Through our memories for a trio of tempting tunes of Victor Weaver medley, we stumbled happily on the songs that Ralph Ranger and Leo Robin evolved for the Paramount picture, Paris Honeymoon.
Oh, yeah, you were in Paris Honeymoon, weren't you, Bill?
Stole a little money. Yeah, stole some money. I mumbled my way through the role of a character called Lucky.
Lucky.
This lad had a hobby of collecting rabbit feet, horseshoes, and other good luck charms.
This was before you started making pictures with Bob Hope.
Naturally, how long can you count on Lucky?
What kind of a role did you play in Paris Honeymoon?
I was a Westerner, Father. They finally narrowed the choice down between me and Gabby Hayes. They wanted a romantic cowboy.
Oh, I see. You were more Bo Brummel.
More Bo Legger.
I reckon there were some good Western tunes in the picture.
Well, no, I reckon that you reckon as I reckon you're about dead right, partner. Reckon you stand away, I'm going to draw a bead on one of them right here now. Stand by. I'm happy on the prairie all the day, singing Lady Olay. And the funny old hills sing back and say, Lady Olay, Lady Olay, Lady Olay. Some far away. I got no gal, I got no pal to keep me company. All the girls, the funny old hills, sing along with me. But I'm happy in a chair I long to stay, singing Lady Olay. While the funny old hills sing back and say, Lady old, Lady old, Lady old, Lady, from far away. And the funny old hills sing back and say, Lady old, Lady old, Lady old, Lady, far away.
At this interval, the question arises, Bill.
Hello.
How did the story get from a Western setting to a Paris honeymoon?
Oh, Kenneth, you're so ignorant. Just like a babe about these Paramount pictures and the engrossing lore that surrounds them. That's the changes they've done. You know what happened? Faster than one can tell, our thorough be quartered. This character, Lucky, got himself disengaged from a farmer's daughter who was loaded with letters, wound up in a small Balkan town, sipping double rich malts at the golf shop Lovely, who had just got herself elected to Korean in the Rose Festival.
Must have had a very pretty face to be queen of the roses.
Oh, nice set of stems, too. Things didn't work out so well, though. He kept whispering in a drunken smell like he was fighting in a fighting war. You're a sweet little header. But you are lots of fun. I've a good mind to thank you, and thank you for all you've done. Your sweet little head is full of quaint little schemes. But when I should forget you, I let you disturb my dreams. I thought that I could hold my own with you. You've got me all perplexed. Here I am alone with you. What are you gonna do next? Well, a sweet little headache. If you keep on that way, what a sweet little heartache you turn out to be someday.
This is all so engrossing.
Yes.
Tell me more about Paul's honeymoon.
Kenneth, if you hadn't been hanging around the pool room so much, you'd have caught this clicker.
Well, I don't get to very many pictures, Ben.
No?
I stay at home, type.
No.
I did see one recently, though.
Where'd you get the man?
No, it was fascinating, sir.
What's the plot?
It's a great plot. Boy meets girl, boy loses girl, boy gets girl.
The type that necessitates giving away dishes.
Yeah, with that picture, they not only gave away dishes, the manager came over and washed them for you.
No doubt he had an usher come over and dry them later. That's right. Of course, in Paris honeymoon, the boy got the girl, but he did it a little differently.
With Mary?
Our best music. Yes. I have eyes to see with, but they only you. For you have eyes that set the very stars to sing. What else am I to do when you have lips that fill my very soul with flame? Call next Thursday, however, the old hall will once more be open to welcome you. And on the welcoming committee, such outstanding entertainers as Edward Everett Horton, Lester Main, Raymond Page and his orchestra, Hildegard, and Perry Como. Just latter, the former is, I believe, a singer. We shall see. Good night.
Evening at this same time to hear Edward Everett Horton, Les Tremaine, Hildegard, and Terry Como with Raymond Page and his orchestra. If your family is planning a 4th of July outing, be sure to pack a jar of tangy, golden Kraft salad mustard into your picnic basket. This delicious Kraft salad mustard adds lip-smacking flavor to sandwiches, relishes, and fillings for deviled eggs, can be used in all sorts of appetizing ways. And for sharper taste, pack a jar of Kraft mustard with nipping horseradish into your picnic basket, too. Buy both kinds, Kraft salad mustard and Kraft horseradish mustard, when you shop tomorrow. This is the National Broadcasting Company.